Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We're now joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Eric Edholm, NFL draft and NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on there?
Not too much. You know, we're absorbing Washington football team mandatory minicamp. I was perusing your latest offering on Yahoo Sports entitled Jordan Love says he'll be ready for week one if need be. His former coaches say the Packers have a, quote, special one. And I know you spoke to his former offensive coordinator at Utah State, who just raves about this guy and says he's going to be able to handle all the pressure if he's thrust into it week one. Talk about, you know, your talks with his former coaches and what they expect out of him if he's called upon.
Yeah, I mean, both Matt Wells, who's now at Texas Tech as the head coach, he was Jordan's head coach for the first 3 years in school, and Mike Stanford Jr., who now is at Minnesota but was his offensive coordinator senior year, you know, they saw essentially two different Jordan Loves. They saw the Love that Wells, you know, sort of developed and got into the first-round discussion with his 2018 play. You know, and Samper was with him when the team had been kind of gutted by graduation. You know, they didn't have weapons. They didn't have an offensive line. You know, he was trying to piece together a scheme based around that. And Love struggled his last year. I think that's where a lot of the, you know, debate among Packers fans was, hey, why did we draft the guy who took a major step back, at least from all appearances? But, you know, there was a lot more at play, I think. And, you know, what they saw behind the scenes was a guy who was, you know, by their token, a really good leader, a guy who was sort of desperate to make plays on a team that didn't have a lot of playmakers. And so, you know, through that prism, you can understand that, you know, the numbers may have lied a little bit in his last year. And, you know, some of the stuff they talked about was, hey, we think he's an immensely talented quarterback, but the kid, the leader, you know, the intangible stuff is off the charts. And it's funny because that narrative was never really played up prior to the 2020 draft. I mean, it's not like people were saying Jordan Love was a bad kid at all. I think it was more quiet, humble, kind of reserved. But what these guys were sort of pushing forward was that people just gravitate toward him. Like, you know, he's already got some Packers players in his corner, not against Rodgers, but in his corner. So there's a lot to work with. It's a fascinating experiment. What did Rodgers call it? A beautiful mystery, right? I mean, that's what this is. Nobody knows how it's going to turn out this year, next, or anything after that.
What do you think?
Well,
is
so
the
weird is.
Go ahead,
Jason. No, what's so weird about it is that here we are into his second season, and from reading your article, it seems like he got very little reps last year. I mean, we know he didn't get in the games, didn't even get in preseason, but that seems a bit unusual.
Well, right, and you know, this reminds me of, like, you know, Rodgers, his rookie year. Remember Tommy Maddox when he was a rookie? You know, he didn't play for the Broncos. You know, I mean, other guys have had these sort of redshirt years. The difference with Mahomes in Kansas City was he was the number two quarterback. You know, he was behind Alex Smith. He was getting, you know, at least some reps, and they were sort of prepping behind the scenes, but it was clear to them last year that Tim Boyle was the better option if Rodgers were to get hurt and go down in a game. Part of that you understand because there was no preseason. The off-season activities were mostly virtual. You know, they didn't have a lot of interaction, a lot of time to absorb the playbook. I get that aspect of it. It was an unusual year. You can't really compare last year to any other season. But now they're in, you know, Operation Warp Speed. Right? They can get this thing going just because they don't know what Rodgers is going to do. So he was the number three last year. And so I'm guessing that the vast majority of his snaps came as the scout team quarterback, you know, mimicking the other team's offense. So you're not really doing anything that's, you know, constructive at all towards building a rapport with your receivers, learning the intricacies of the Matt LaFleur offense, you know, and gaining any kind of cohesion. So, it is unusual for somebody to go from zero snap third QB to possible week one starter the next year. But he was a first-round pick, so you can understand that part of it.
Do you think Rodgers will be traded this summer?
I think right now the Packers are in a position where they're willing to, I don't want to say call, you know, have Rodgers, you know, call Rodgers bluff, but they're willing to kind of see what Aaron does next. If it gets to the point where he's in training camp, you know, they're in training camp and he's not there, you know, preseason games are steaming closer, then maybe their hand is forced a bit. But right now, they're kind of letting it see how it plays out. You know, Rodgers supposedly told James Jones, who's now with NFL Network, his former teammate, that, like, we can end this thing. You know, this is, my issue isn't with the GM, and you hear these reports and think, well, what have we been told the last 2 months, basically, or longer even? So I really don't know how this ends. I mean, my colleague Charles Robinson has written a lot about it. You know, I think he believes that Rodgers has more leverage than the Packers necessarily believe he does. But, I mean, right now, I don't think there's a trade, but the, you know, situation can change quickly.
We're joined by Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports. You know, we were talking about this yesterday on the show, that if you're Mark Murphy and his problem solely lies with Gutekunst, the GM, why doesn't Murphy just walk down the hall and get rid of Gutekunst? And then he's got Aaron Rodgers back, and it solves a lot of the problems. Is that too rudimentary?
Right. I think that's the way to describe it, is that on the surface, you might have fans saying, just get rid of the GM. We can solve this problem later. Well, the GM was handpicked among one of the more deep and talented front offices imaginable. You know, there were five or six guys who were considered for that job. Russ Ball was considered the favorite, I think, at one point. You know, John Eric Sullivan was a little young, but still there were a lot of other guys in that front office and that scouting department who had eyes on replacing, you know, being the successor to Ted Thompson. And Mark Murphy went through an exhaustive search, internally mostly, but some external, to figure out who the right guy was. And this is their handpicked dude. And I know GMs feel expendable, especially these days. They get fired more frequently. You know, they have shorter windows to kind of prove themselves, you know, but still, Brian Gutekunst theoretically is going to outlast Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. He's going to be somebody who, you know, he's built a roster that has helped get him to two straight NFC championship games. I would think Rodgers has something to do with that, of course, but, you know, I think their belief is Brian Gutekunst could be our GM as long as Ron Wolf was, as long as Ted Thompson was, 10, 15, you know, 20 years possibly. Whereas Rodgers is an age 37 quarterback, as great as he is, let's say we fire the GM and that doesn't solve it. Or let's say he comes back for one more year and decides to move to California and retire. Now we need a GM and a quarterback. So you're not necessarily, you know, you're kind of ripping off one Band-Aid and needing three more, maybe.
You know, here, Jeremy, if I was in the Packers front office and if I was a Packer fan, you got a guy here who, and we've talked about this for months, but when a guy just cuts off his family, this is a guy that's committed to the bit, okay? So this guy, he didn't care. He'll cut off his parents. He'll cut off his brother. He doesn't care. He'll buy a house with, what was the race car driver he was dating for a while?
Danica.
Yeah.
Danica Patrick. Yeah.
Danica
he'll buy a house on the beach with her and cut her off. This guy doesn't bluff. I read somewhere yesterday, and I don't know if this is true, but that he made somewhere in the neighborhood of $90 million just in the last 12 months in, like, bonuses, salary, and endorsements. So it's not like he needs money, right? I wouldn't want to play chicken with him.
Yeah, that's absolutely a point that I think some people around the league have raised. And, I mean, I kind of joked about it on draft day. One of my colleagues was like, wait, you know, in fantasy was saying, what's going on here? What do you know? And I said, all I know is that this is a, you know, this is a quarterback, like you said, who's cut off his family, who's had some strange and strained relationships with other people in the past, his former head coach, for instance, and, you know, that he may have, you know, sort of indirectly led to his ouster as well. You know, this is not somebody who I think sort of operates under traditional rules and some things. So, yeah, that's kind of the deal, is that I don't want to say he's impulsive about it, but he certainly can be spiteful. You know, if you're willing to sit out on $600,000 not to go to work, like, I respect that kind of petty. Like, God bless you if you have the ability to say, show up to work, get $600,000, or stay home and, you know, sip on an añejo tequila or whatever he drinks these days. So good for him. God bless him. But at the same time, that does present a unique challenge for the Packers.
I mean, I'm a spiteful guy, Eric, but he makes me look like a saint. You are an expert, a draft expert. I wanted to ask you about one player who we saw a lot of mock drafts, you know, pre-draft, and saw this guy possibly going third round, fourth round, and he went undrafted, and he was signed by the Eagles, and that's Jamie Newman, who was at Wake Forest and had a pretty good junior year, and then he transfers to Georgia, opts out, which obviously didn't help his draft status, but they cut him. The Eagles cut him, and he was there barely a month. And, you know, there's some serious quarterback questions in Philly. And was he just awful? I don't get that.
Yeah, I can't speak to what he did in minicamp. I wasn't there. I hadn't talked to anybody specifically about him. And it was, you know, I don't know the specifics. I can tell you that his decision to sit out, which, look, we all understand that everybody has a unique situation with COVID, and, you know, everybody had to make their own personal decisions on these sorts of things. He made his. It hurt him. I mean, he transfers to Georgia and goes to a place where he could have started, you know, could have stepped in theoretically and led a team that, you know, a top 10 talented team, and, you know, has some great talent at wide receiver with George Wilson and et cetera. I mean, there was a lot to work with there. Trey McKitty got drafted, you know, good offensive line, obviously. But it wasn't in the cards, and he wanted to come out. And it reminded me a little bit of the year before Shea Patterson at Michigan. O'Shea started his last year, but he was sort of the name value guy. You know, a lot of college football fans knew his name. A lot of draft fans knew his name. But at the same time, there were enough flaws in his game where you said, you know, it wouldn't stun me if he was being undrafted. I had talked to a few people before the draft that kind of had Newman in that round six, round seven range. They thought, okay, he's a quarterback who had a really good year at Wake Forest, save for a couple of games. Clemson, he was terrible. A few more, he wasn't great. But, you know, like, let's see what we got here. And the Eagles end up getting him as an undrafted free agent, as you said. Chiefs cut Patterson around this time last year. They cut Newman this year. Sometimes it's just a bad fit. Either it doesn't work with the offense, or maybe there was something else at play where you realize, let's not waste this kid's time. We made him, you know, we missed. Let's cut our losses now. So, it'll be interesting to see if any details kind of leak out about that, because, as you said, he was a name. He was somebody who a lot of people thought could maybe break out at some point.
Yeah, I wonder if it was an off-the-field thing. I haven't heard.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard too much about his character, to be honest. I didn't do a whole deep dive on his background. Once it became clear he wasn't getting drafted in, you know, day one or day two of the draft, talking to enough people, I didn't go a whole lot deep into his personal stuff, so it's possible. You never know until you get the answer.
Right.
That's Eric Edholm, covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. Give him a follow on Twitter, @Eric_Edholm. We'll talk to you again soon, Eric. Appreciate the time.
Have a great day, fellas.
Yep.
See ya.
You too.
Jakes, how come we haven't taken many calls today?
You know what? I've determined that we're doing entirely too much talking on an open line / game show Thursday. So we're going to open up the Gambit DC listener lines next at 800-636-1067. You can talk about WFT minicamp. You can talk about the Nats returning to D.C. to play in front of a potential full house right down the street at Nationals Park. You can talk about Barry Trotz winning another playoff series with the New York Islanders while the Capitals are sitting at home. You can even talk about the vacation house that Valdez and I are going to chop in South Kakalaki. You can talk about all that next here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look what's happening on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
Wow.
It's a Christmas miracle. We're not even giving anything away, and all the callers are coming out in force.
There we go.
That is much appreciated. Wow,
someone wants to actually talk about Fripp.
800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. Let's go international. We'll lead off with line one. Zach in Toronto. What's up, Zach?
Morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
How are you?
Yo, I had to call in. I discovered y'all during the pandemic, and I'm so grateful for the internet, because otherwise I would not be able to get my DC sports fix here in Toronto.
Good. Awesome.
But I'm calling. All right, well, I'm calling for a paramount purpose here, and that is. Sorry.
Hold on, buddy, Zach. I'm always curious.
Yeah.
So you're a former DC guy. How did you stumble onto us in Toronto?
I just searching for DC sports. I love the football team. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, my whole life. And then when I was 10, my father had a workplace shooting in his office, and they moved to Fripp. Wow. He was like, forget this. I want to be by the ocean. And so we grew up there. It's the spot. You know.
And so you grew up on Fripp Island.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right, are
this
there
is
any,
your guy, Valdez.
This is our guy. This is our resource right here.
Yeah. Are there any Nubs places on Fripp? Because Eric was saying that you know, some of the houses I'm looking at are in the hurting sections.
It can be decent. It can be hot. It can be a little rough there. The Fripp, essentially, what you're getting is the exclusivity of being out on a barrier island. You got the town of Beaufort. Which has got, you know, Paris Island and all the Marine Corps bases and everything there. And then you got five barrier islands that stretch out into the ocean, and Fripp is the fifth one, the furthest one out.
Yes.
It's on a private island. It's gated, so nobody can get to it.
Seeking solitude.
It's got about 200 people.
That's right.
It's got about 200 people that live there year-round, but once the summer comes in and tourists, it gets up to about 500. But even then, at its most crowded, there's still plenty of open beach, nobody around, absolutely.
Right. I don't want to be around people.
Correct.
Well, that tells me, that tells me that there's
that's
nothing.
That's a little too deserted.
No,
for
there's nothing to do at Fripp. That means that there's no restaurants, there's no bars. Is there a golf course?
There's two golf courses.
Yes.
What's there to do on Fripp?
Well, you got, that's exactly what I'm going to tell you here, is that you got two options. You can either set and chill, or you can leave town, because there ain't a whole lot to do other than play golf and chill at the beach there, you know.
That's all I want to do.
The dream.
Oh, no, but Valdez, I need some nightlife. I need a little bit of a couple restaurants,
nightlife.
A couple bars.
He needs some bars.
I got to go eat dinner at 5.
It does have those things, but those things are only really popping in the summer when the tourists are there, and to make it economically viable to have the people there working the restaurants. But, you know, you're only 30 minutes away from Beaufort, the town itself. There are other restaurants on the way into town. You know, Fripp is really just its own isolated It's like an island paradise. I used to take girls down there all the time, and they would go bananas because it's almost like being in Hawaii or something. It's almost like leaving the country.
You take a ferry?
The town of Beaufort. What's that?
Zach, do you take a ferry to get there, or is there a bridge? How do you access it?
There are five bridges, one of which is a drawbridge, so the shrimp boats can come in and out. So as you're going into town, sometimes you can get stuck with the bridge being open and the shrimp boats coming through. But apparently they just recently replaced that with a different kind where you can still drive over while the boats are passing under. So you're all good. You can go as you please.
I think my pants are moving.
Are you intrigued, Cakes?
Am I intrigued? Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11.
Get bored, though. Cakes, you don't play golf.
No, we're gonna build a pickleball court.
Yeah, we've got everything covered.
Yeah,
everything.
But I will say,
and then you know what, Jason, you can hang out at the tiki bar that we'll build too.
Correct.
Yeah, but we'll be the only ones at.
So hold on. Yeah, Cakes is gonna spend the rest of his life playing pickleball with Valdez. That's all there is to do because he doesn't play golf.
That's fine.
I will say that I'm looking at Ocean Point Golf Links overhead shot of Ocean Point on Trip Island. That place looks bald.
Of course it is. Hey, he just said it's a tropical paradise.
Hey, real quick, what kinds of people are on the island?
Like, old.
Are they like old? Yeah. Are they nubby? Yeah. Are they hillbilly?
They're probably old rich guys.
Like my brother. My parents wanted to, because of the workplace shooting incident, my parents were like, we want to retire early and be by the ocean. So it's all old. My brother and I were the only kids there, basically growing up on an island of old people and retirees. So anytime anything went wrong, we were the ones to get blamed for it, you know, because there are no other kids there, literally, until the summer tourists come in.
Yeah, Cakes, you and Valdez.
So how did you go to school? How did you go to school?
I actually ended up going to boarding school in D.C.,
they got to send you away.
Zach, thank you for all the background on Fripp Island. We will keep your number. We'll be in touch.
That's nice. Fun. Good info. You and Valdez can have fun.
You should see Drab's over here.
You're going to be rating 68-year-old women.
We are going to have fun. There's going to be so much fun happening. Yeah. And by the way, Valdez, we are going to become locals. We're not going to be the guy. We're not going to be the guy that the locals point at and say, look at those tourist jerks. Yeah. We're going to be locals.
Well, I got to say that just after hearing him talk about it and seeing these pictures, I mean, it looks great, but that looks like more of a vacay spot. I don't know if I can make that my home.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be permanent
vacation. I can't live in a place with 200 residents.
Oh, I could.
That's music to my ears.
That might be 100 more than I would like, or 150 more.
Nah, I need to see people. I don't need to talk to them. I just need to see
them. His dad was shot at work. It traumatized him so much. They moved to a deserted island.
We don't know that his dad was shot. He was involved in a place where there was a workplace shooting. But that's pretty close.
All right. Close enough. Yeah. There was a shooting at his work. They punted life, and then they shipped off the kids. That's what they did.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, that was their
pretty
move.
Pretty fun childhood.
they abandoned life and their children. That's what it sounded like.
Well, that's a little extreme, but
yeah. But that shrimp cocktail tastes great.
Oh, the fresh ceviche.
The
fresh shrimp that comes in right off the boat, Valdez. It's the best.
Well, you're gonna get tired of that. It'll be like Chuck and Castaway eating the same thing every day. Have fun.
All right, let's go to Dave on line two, calling from Laura. What's up, Dave? It's an open line Thursday with the Junks.
All right, I need my man, EB, to close his eyes real quick and picture January 9th, 2021, the Washington football team moving down the field at a high rate of speed. There's no lazy bum with one leg dinking and dunking to McKissick. There's no Kirk Cousins interceptions in the red zone. There's Taylor Heinicke marching the team down the field over and over. And I feel like we're so far gone from that day that my man EB, who was the president of the willingly willing to be Taylor's toy the next day after that game. And you've just fallen off that, man. And I need you back.
By the way, before EB answers, to call Alex Smith a lazy bum, I think is a stretch. He wasn't very good as a quarterback after suffering the injury, but he's far from lazy. I mean, the guy.
An immobile statue would be a better description.
It was a miracle that he got back on the field. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, I'm not interested in disparaging Alex.
No.
But that, all that not being said, I'm a huge Taylor guy, but I would rather take a proven veteran who I think is playing his best football of his career than roll the dice with this undrafted kid and see if he can parlay what we've seen for about, what, 5 or 6 quarters into a full season.
Here's what you do with Heineke. You're happy with him as a high-end backup and a spot starter. That should be Heineke's role. That's what he is. Fitzpatrick is the starter.
I'd rather roll the... Can Cakes hear me or no?
You're going in and out.
Your Comrex is all banged up. You may have to reconnect. Heineke is a guy that if Fitzpatrick struggles or is banged up, that you put in for a game or two, and you hope he performs like he did in that Tampa Bay playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rely on Taylor Heineke for 10 games or an entire season.
Yeah, and I don't think Rivera wants to either.
I don't think that would be in their game plan.
It should be an open competition, and it's a farce that it isn't, in my opinion.
Well, Rivera claims that it is an open competition.
Well, he's lying.
I know that he's lying. You know how I know he's lying? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick has a paycheck that says $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's 10 times what Heineke's
is like $1 million or $1.5 million. That's how I know there's not going to be a true open competition at the quarterback spot.
No, it won't be. Look, we just talked about it. He had the highest QB rating and passer rating of all of those quarterbacks, and he was unbelievable in the second half.
Yeah,
and in overtime, of course, he only played 7 games or started 7 games.
No. Highest QB quarterback rating under pressure.
Under pressure, right.
Okay.
When he's not under pressure, he's poop.
Yeah, right.
And he will deliver some nice games, and he's going to put up some decent numbers in some games, but he's also going to throw a lot of picks. So just be prepared for that. But he'll certainly throw more touchdowns than Heineke would.
Let's go to Jeff in Centerville on an open line Thursday on line 4. What's up, Jeff? You're on with the Jux.
Good morning, everybody. So you talk about like John Madden in South Carolina got me thinking. Jimmy Buffett realized all of his fans were getting super old, so he opens these retirement communities. Why not make Fripp Island the location of like the Junkies P1 retirement palace where as people age, like you could spend your golden years with like Rom.
No.
That doesn't sound like vacation.
And Pia can move down. And then like people could pay extra to play pickleball with Cakes.
Nice.
Or box with JP or golf with Lur. I mean, I think that there's a huge financial opportunity that y'all
are
sleeping on.
Maybe we are sleeping on it. You could be correct. And Valdez, they're called the Barrier Islands for a reason. They're a barrier to Rom showing up.
There's a reason. There's a gate there because I don't want to see Peter from Burke.
Can you imagine watching a pickleball game? Cakes, Pia, Rom, and Bruce the Hugger.
That would be quite the collection of talent on that pickleball
ESPN's
court.
ESPN's going to race down there to televise it.
They might. You never know. They do have a lot of networks to fill airtime with.
By the way, speaking of golf, I want you to hook your father on Father's Day.
Yes.
All right. It's June 20th. It's coming up next weekend, U.S. Open weekend. Get your pop something he really wants. First of all, leave him alone and let him watch the U.S. Open. But he really wants a special gift from
Golfdom. You love people so much. Listen to you.
He really wants a special gift from Golfdom. Golf products are in high demand this year, so go where they are fully stocked now for Pops and for me. Hurry in today for the best selection. Golfdom is conveniently located in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Experience the best in clubs, apparel, shoes, custom club fitting, everything you need under the sun to look baldy on and off the golf course. So visit Dad's favorite store today, Golfdom. Live the game.
Friendly reminder, the Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Coming up before the show is over today, you will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California Tour August 31st and September 1 at Capital One Arena. The methodology of the giveaway still TBD at this point. It's a work in progress.
I'll let you come
you
up
will.
With that.
Yeah, right. It's fluid over here, Jason, down here at 1015 Half Street.
So how many fans do you expect at the Nats game tonight?
Ooh, it's a good question.
Every seat open for business, but obviously it's, you know, it's a Thursday night and
well, it's going to rain.
Rain.
So it's going to probably there, be
you
rained
got some
out.
Weather implications, right? But I don't know. What was the capacity?
I wouldn't expect a lot.
What was the capacity up until tonight? Was it 25%?
I think it was up to maybe.
Or was it 50?
I could be wrong.
50 or 75. But okay. but it doesn't matter. There's no way. Let's just say they had good weather. I don't think they'd get because I don't think they'd get 25,000.
Yeah.
Because people don't like to go to watch teams lose.
I would think with
bottom
good,
line,
yeah,
with
but you good, got Max on the mound.
If there were good weather, I would think 20,000 ish might show.
Yeah.
But the weather's going to put a real damper on turnout, I would guess.
Yeah, it is supposed to. There's supposed to be some big thunder boomers coming in around 6. But I don't know. I mean, I would think that a lot of people just want to finally get back to the stadium. So,
well, what time is the game?
It's a night game, 7:10, 7:30. I don't know. Let's see.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you'll just go around and sit and wait for the game. But I wouldn't go.
I'm not saying I would go either. Look, but I mean, all those people that live down there, they might want to venture out, go see a few innings.
Look, I know what you're getting at. You're getting at, hey, it's an open stadium. We can go now. We can pack it. That's amazing.
7:05, by the way.
Yeah. But this town does not like to support losers. And right now, they're losing too much.
Yeah. 800-636.
Not a lot of interest.
106.7 is the number on the Gambit DC listener lines. Let's go to Kristen in Herndon on line 3. What's up, Kristen? You're on with the Jocks.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm calling for twofold. So my husband got me a cameo from Matt and Valdez, so I wanted to promote that because it was so good. Oh. It was so funny.
Wow.
Look
at this.
And now, is it Kristen, is your husband the diehard or are you the diehard?
He started as the diehard, and I got listening whenever he was.
That's
but
generally
now
the dynamic. Yeah, that's generally the way it works.
Par for the course.
But he did convert you. Is that what you're saying?
Hooked.
You're now converted?
I'm hooked. And you guys talked a couple weeks ago about losing your female listeners to poo-poo humor, and that is not true. I love it.
I'm sorry, losing them to what?
I couldn't. To poop humor.
Duty humor.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. There's no
she shortage. Likes a good duty joke.
There's no shortage of that on this show,
love
on this
it.
Program.
No,
she
which
loves
leads me
it.
To my next point, because in the cameo, Valdez says he got some information that Jabby can't at home refer to a diaper or that the girls did a poop. He has to call them baggies.
That is true.
Hold on. What is going on?
Some producer, Drab behind the scenes scuttle.
And our producer cameo, Drab sometimes has these revelations.
Okay, right.
And so he and his wife, I guess, can't refer to, you know, going number two or pooing with their twins or, I guess, around the house because it grosses them out. So they call them baggies. I have to go take a baggie. Did Tinsley do a baggie?
Well, that started.
You're kidding. Now, is this Sarah's thing or is it your thing?
I just go along with it. Remember, because I told you guys I've never farted in front of her in 10 years or however long it's been because I don't want her to do that in front of me.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so we always called Troy, whenever he went to the bathroom outside, a baggie because you have bags.
Sure.
You know, when you pick them up. Because she just doesn't get sized to talk about fecal matter. And so now it just kind of became what we call the diapers. When Blake and Tinsley go in the diaper, we call it a baggie. A baggie.
All right, I can kind of get that. But you won't say,
poop's kind
you won't
of a
say hey,
word.
Tinsley just
made.
You won't say Tinsley just, you won't say she just had a poop?
No. But the poop is, that word has never been said in my house.
God, that's so weird.
I don't know.
It's always so said
it's forbidden.
Yeah.
I know. I don't say I'm going to go upstairs and take a baggie. I don't say that. I'll say I got to go to the bathroom.
Right. Do you say I'm going to go upstairs and take a dump?
No. Never.
What about
going to the bathroom?
Tinsley's baggie smells hurting. Do you say that? Yeah.
Well, I'll say diaper. Diaper's fine.
Yeah. Diaper works. Diaper's acceptable.
That's a weird household.
So you never announce to your family that you're going to go drop a deuce.
Well, I'll say I go to the bathroom. It's kind of implied that I'm going to go up there and blow it up.
Right.
In my house, we talk about duty all the
time. You're talking about it around the dinner table.
Yeah, all the time. we applaud each other when they get out. We love it. Yeah, we love
parties.
Pooping in my
house.
We've
got parties where you have to take a do.
It's too much information.
And you come in the house.
And you call
we
me.
Had poo-poo parties. We had poo-poo parties for my kids when they would first learn to poop on the toilet. You get them chocolate cake.
And you call me a hillbilly.
Hey, by the way, why am I on a delay? I'm definitely 2 seconds behind you.
Because your Comrex is a baggie.
Rex Chapman is poopy today.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back
connection,
to the phones.
Your connection's baggy.
Valdez, why don't you go to line one, Joe in Manassas. Apparently, he's feeling jilted that he wasn't invited to the golf tournament on Monday. What's up, Joe?
What's up, fellas? Love the show, as always. Drabby, I don't know what you got going on over at your house, bud, but I'm not sure. But, I was just a little bitter that I didn't get the call for the golf tournament. I got the call. Valdez said, be alert, be ready for the date, you know? And then here yesterday, Cowboy Todd buys a box of clubs and he's in.
I told Joe to save the date because I thought we were going to have him be one of our ringers.
Right.
Do some heavy lifting with me.
Yeah. Of
and course. Then Drab sprung on Cowboy Todd. And then I got outvoted.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Joe. I got outvoted.
That's cool. I got a 2-week-old newborn. I was looking forward to, you know, getting out of the house and actually doing something. But
Joe, not you. Can we give Joe a make good? Can we just say?
Of course we can.
Can Joe be in the foursome in
a caddy for cake?
No. In 2022, like a year out. If we do this event again,
a lot can change.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, sure, a lot could change, but I mean, we can make him a half-hearted promise.
he'll be our first alternate for next week.
Joe, let me ask you: what course do you get Valdez on for free?
Honest, my buddies could get it. We're getting out to Trump. Yeah, we get out to Trump, bro.
Come
on, man.
I got it. You scratch his back, he scratches yours. That's right. Why
he wants
a listener.
Up with River Bend.
That's true.
River Bend was a nice hit.
Yeah, I play with Joe a lot. I like him.
All right.
Yeah, I want him to be a part of the foursome.
You got to come out with us, man. You got to play with us.
Drabby doesn't play golf anymore.
Valdez is in it for himself.
He went through a stage, but he's so out of it.
No, I guess ice. I don't have time right now. Except for next Monday.
next Monday, who's blocked
your game,
it off?
And your game's going to look baggy. Yeah.
Well, mine will,
who
too.
Who was the guy?
Bulletin.
Who was the guy from North Carolina that you played golf with? Remember he used to call all the time?
Edgy Smedgy.
Did the show.
Nubs Dog.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to Nubs
Dog? He fell off. I don't think he's
by the way,
he's
can
not
I give you an update
media.
On the Edgy Poo?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Edgy Poo and Skippy are going into business together as real estate agents.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
That sounds very ill-fated.
That's what they're doing. Well, Edgy Poo has already been a real estate agent, but Skippy is getting his license, and they're going to, I don't know, there's feed off each other, or you're going to send each other business. So what? Skippy's going to be. So
they're
going to
send
buy
each other
place,
business?
Yeah. So if you want to buy a place out in Colorado, just hit the Skippy up in about 6 months.
So they're doing their business, one from the East Coast and one from
they're bi-coastal.
Yeah. Well, I think that
Colorado's they're send each other business from Colorado to North Carolina.
Yeah. I think Colorado's – I forget what they termed it, but I think Colorado's one of those states where you can have – your real estate license in, let's say, South Carolina and still sell in Colorado.
Okay. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Well, you know
what's going on.
I wish them luck in their joint venture. I hope it works out.
Maybe they'll get a TV show on Bravo.
Maybe they will.
Selling numbers.
Jonan. Always Jonan.
There's always Jonan. You know that.
Yeah.
We haven't had Skippy on the show in forever.
The wackiest business plan ever.
That's because Drab doesn't allow him to come on the show.
That's not
why?
True. That's,
why? He's entertaining.
Eric, I never said that.
I said I like him for some reason.
Corporate has a policy where he can't be the handicapper. That's it. He can call in whenever he wants.
Right. He just has to keep his ice cold picks to himself.
I don't think he's picked games in months.
That should tell you something.
Oh, is he out?
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out
of
the
mix. He's a football guy, so he'd rather talk games in football or in, right.
Not selling sunset, selling nubset.
All right, we have to hook up caller number 10 right now.
Yeah, hook him up.
800-636-1067. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California Tour August 31st and September 1st. at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale starting June 18th. You can visit Ticketmaster.com for more details. Those ticks are courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. 800-636-1067. 10th caller wins. We have to get out of here.
Friday tomorrow, Friday.
B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.